sit-ins. The big monthly jobs report is coming under analysis or analyst expectations, that is. The unemployment rate is down to 7.4%, but that's partly because people stopped looking for jobs in July, so they were not counted in the latest tally. Economist Hugh Johnson says the greater disappointment came in job creation.
Most of us were looking for a number around 185,000. We only saw 162,000 jobs.
While Republicans are using the latest numbers as proof of an administration's failure to put a serious dent in unemployment, NPR's Ari Shapiro says the White House is touting 41 straight months of job creation.
These July numbers came on Alan Krueger's last day as chair of the White House's Council of Economic Advisers.
I think what we see today is what we've seen, frankly, for the 2 years I've been sitting here. The economy is continuing to heal. It's moving in the right direction. It's not moving fast enough.
He blames the slow pace on Congress's refusal to implement President Obama's job proposals. Republicans in Congress blame the president's health care law for the jump in part-time instead of full-time hiring. They say employers are trying to avoid the requirement to insure full-time workers. But Krueger says many of the part-time jobs come from the sequester. Those across-the-board cuts have forced some workers to cut their hours. Ari Shapiro, NPR News.